This is Conor Lennon for UN News. Unless more emergency funding is received by the end of this month, the UN Relief Agency for Palestine Refugees, or UNRWA, said on Tuesday that 46,000 children will be unable to start the new school year, along with major cuts to health and other basic services. The warning comes from Gwyn Lewis, director of UNRWA operations in the West Bank, who was at UN headquarters with her counterpart in Gaza to outline the continuing funding crisis stemming from the United States' decision to withdraw support last year. In an interview with UN News' Matt Wells, she praised the solidarity and support of the international community since the US decision, insisting the agency is using its funds very wisely ahead of a key pledging conference in New York on the 25th of June.
We are facing significant financial challenges. On one side, we have our core funding, which is extremely important for the running of schools. We have 94 schools in the West Bank, as well as 42 health centres, relief and social services programme, sanitation programme, so an integrated support for the Palestinian refugee community in the West Bank. And funding for that programme across all of the five fields in which UNRWA works is really critical, and we're reaching funding crisis as of the end of June. So we have a big pledging conference at the end of June, so we're coming here to highlight some of those financial challenges. And on the other side is the emergency response in the territories. We have a big funding gap in Gaza, but also in the West Bank because of the very high rates of violence in the West Bank. We're trying to respond to increased levels of child detention and issues around tear gas inhalation and violence in the camps. So we're looking for funding for that and for the abject poor families in the West Bank.
So what kind of impact has the withdrawal of funding, mainly from the US, of course, last year, had on UNRWA's operations during the past few months?
So we were lucky because after the US decided to cut their funding last year, there was incredible solidarity from the international community. So in addition to over 40 countries supporting with this additional funding, we also made efficiency in our overall spending and our programs. So we were able to reach the end of the year and maintain all of our services. But it really did have an impact on how the services are managed. We had to increase the class size, for example, because we couldn't replace all of the teachers that we needed when they retired. The same with the number of patients per doctor is higher than it was before. And in the West Bank, we lost about 150 colleagues, 150 staff who were...
Who had to be laid off.
Had to be laid off, yes, because of cuts in the funding.
Obviously, the challenges that you face in the West Bank are different from those in Gaza, in some ways less acute, but nonetheless, there are serious challenges that you are having to deal with. Just outline some of the, you know, the very practical ways in which services are going to have to be further cut unless you get more money.
If we were not to receive more funding, we wouldn't be able to open the schools in September, which would be very, very serious. I mean, we have 46,000 children in our schools in the West Bank, so it would have a huge impact on the community. But also on basic healthcare. Primary healthcare is one of our core activities, and that means doctors and nurses would no longer be available to the community. Social welfare payments wouldn't be paid to about 60,000 families, and we wouldn't be able to do garbage collection in the camp, which, you know, is seems relatively trivial, but when you have 19 camps and people are there to pick up the garbage and the whole sanitation safety and health is linked to that, it has a huge impact on the community. What's different about UNRWA as compared to other UN agencies is that the majority of our staff are implementing on the ground. So 95% of them are Palestinian refugees themselves that are providing services directly. So they're teachers and doctors and nurses and social workers. So cuts in funding means they will no longer be able to work.
So money is really not being wasted. I mean, it's all going to those people who are the most in need.
Absolutely. And what last year did was made us really look at efficiencies and reduce costs where we could. But there's a limit to that. And there's only so many cuts that you can make without really impacting on services to people. And there's only so many children you can fit into a classroom.
I mean, without being melodramatic, what would the consequences be if UNRWA ceased to provide these services in the West Bank?
Well, the big concern is, one, there's the very human level of people losing their jobs. There's 4,000 staff in the West Bank. But then obviously the impact on services, on the community and on their families, because they would have no longer any income. But then there are other repercussions in terms of stability. Would there be civil unrest in the West Bank potentially, and what would be the bigger consequences? There are 830,000 refugees in the West Bank.
So almost certainly it would have a negative impact on what is already a situation of political gridlock right now in terms of the peace process and the whole push towards a two-state solution.
Absolutely. And not only that, but the Palestinian Authority itself is really facing a financial situation now, because the income tax has they're not accepting the income tax from Israel. So they're not able to pay full salaries. They don't have a budget to be able to respond to any additional needs. So it really would be a crisis.
Do you have any particular message, for the authorities, both in terms of the in the West Bank itself and Israel?
The big request is really to reach somehow some kind of a peace agreement. I mean, that's what we all would like. I mean, UNRWA doesn't want to be in the West Bank for another 70 years. We would much rather that there was a peace solution reached, and then we could no longer be necessary in the West Bank. What I really want to highlight is the level of solidarity and support that we've received over the last year is really incredible. From the international community, but also from individuals who are supporting UNRWA. And just to say that we're using that money very, very wisely, and it really is about educating children and providing really basic services to communities that are impacted on a daily basis by the occupation.